Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're in our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Michael Sonnenfeld is here. Michael is a new friend. He's the founder and the chairman of Tiger 21, which is a premier peer-to-peer learning network for high-net-worth, first-generation wealth creators in across the western portion of the world. He's a serial entrepreneur and a philanthropist. He's the author of a new book called Think Bigger and 39 Other Winning Strategies from Successful Entrepreneurs. And he's our new friend, Michael Sonnenfeld. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me again.
It's good to have you here. Hey, Michael, talk to us about Tiger 21. Tell us what that's all about.
Sure. So, you know, as I mentioned, when members sell their business, they want to learn from one another. They want to learn from peers, not just from brokers and advisors, but people who've actually been on the same journey. And if you're successful enough to be part of the Tiger 21 experience, you join a group of 600 of the most successful people across North America. And actually, we just opened in Hong Kong and London. Huh. So we now cover three major continents. And you join this network. You come together a full day a month, and you learn what best practices are, because sometimes an entrepreneur sells a first business and they're done. But many times they sell a first business and think, I want to do it again.
Yeah.
And how do I learn what the mistakes that people made were,
right,
and what the best way to do it?
I have something I want to ask you about that. But before I do, now the people who are part of Tiger 21, are they still operating? Are some of them still operating their businesses?
About 70% of our members have sold their first business. And then about a quarter to a half are actually either still in their first business or are already in their second or third.
I got you. They're still making payroll then. So,
yep.
All right. So back to your other statement about this is a fascinating thing that you just mentioned about people who sell a business and they've got a sack full of money. And I've met those guys, so smart, so successful, but they had this notion that, well, if I was smart doing this thing, I can be just as smart doing that thing.
They were wrong. Not only were they wrong, you know, what's most interesting is that the most important lessons for success are failure. It's very important for people to fail to ever reach their full potential, because when all you've had is success, let's say that first business, you don't know what the limits are of your abilities because you haven't tested them. And that's a rookie mistake, where people think because they've been successful the first time, they can automatically do it again. And for people who are thinking about hiring leaders for their business, if you're going to hire a leader, if that person hasn't had some form of failure,
yep,
that's forced them to learn,
mm-hmm,
they're going to fail on your job, on your watch. So
you're not a full-fledged entrepreneur until you have become, you found a way to have a relationship with failure. I don't just say fail.
You know,
I don't just say fail. I say you have to find out how to have a relationship with failure, because I love what Edison is purported to have said. Failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Exactly. You couldn't be more right.
And so you're right. One of my favorite things to do when I have people on the show who are, you know, people who've at the pinnacle of their career, they're global names, they're big celebrities or whatever, I always ask them, tell us about your failures. So, Michael, I'm going to ask you, tell us about your failures.
Sure. So in my 20s, I was a real estate developer and was lucky enough to build a project that at the time was the largest commercial renovation in North America. And then my partner and I sold it when I was 30. It's a little too early to sell because it came so easy.
Uh-huh.
And the next
business, and you thought it was because you were so smart, didn't you?
Exactly. And The next business that we started, that I started, was in the real estate information business. So it wasn't even just buildings. It was computers and connecting people by computer. And it turned out that after 3 or 4 years, we had to close it down because it was a failure. And I never would have known that that was not my sweet spot unless I had tested it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a shock because I figured the first time it came so easy, the next time it would be just as easy.
And it hurt your feelings,
didn't it? Almost never is.
It hurt your feelings, didn't it?
just a bit.
Yeah, I got somebody licked the red off your candy, didn't they? So
yes.
Tiger 21 helps. Are you helping people make that transition?
I think we are. We're helping people learn from one another in these confidential groups. You not only have to be successful at Tiger 21, and I talk about this in the book. You know, you have to be a lifelong learner, and you have to be of the highest integrity. We do background checks on people because people are sharing information in a very intimate way, and they want to make sure that the people they're sharing the information with are of the highest caliber. But in return, what you're getting is advice from people who have been on the same journey
right.
that you've been on. And, you know,
so this is a mastermind model. Is that basically, is that a good
is,
way to say it?
It is.
Yeah, it's a mastermind model, which is something I've been promoting here for a long time, whether it be Vistage or whether it be tab boards, whether it be putting together an ad hoc mastermind group, whatever it takes. Get around a table with peers where there's confidentiality and learn from each other.
Well, Jim, you know, the you mentioned Vistage, which is a great organization. YPO is another one. And if you think of Vistage and YPO as the two great colleges of entrepreneurship, Tiger 21 is the graduate school
right.
for the lucky few
yeah.
who graduate from being CEOs when they were in Vistage and YPO. The lucky few make it all
can
the
you,
way to Tiger
21. Can you invite
21.
Yourself in and what you and what you, and of course sort of a vetting process, but if otherwise, just
right.
to get in the door, can you invite yourself in, or you have to be invited?
No, it's an invitation only.
Ah.
You're welcome to apply. In other words, when
right.
people hear about us from a member, they will make it known that they're interested if we haven't recruited them, and then they
right.
go through the same vetting process
right.
that every member does.
And it's Tiger21, the number 21.com.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Check it out. The book is called Think Bigger, 39 Other Winning Strategies from Successful Entrepreneurs. I'm going to get Michael to share some of those successful strategies. After this break, I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.